college resume too, you would also have that. And by the way, I was going to mention on Anthony's here, 12 font. Usually headings are in 12 font. Other parts can be 9, 10, or 11. 9 is usually the smallest you'd want to get on a resume and even on a cover letter. 12 font works pretty good with your headings like experience and education. Your name is probably going to be 14, 16. It's going to be a little bit bigger. Caleb did not do that on his. I would suggest he probably put his name a little bit bigger. Caleb was 1 year here at Highland. Does anyone remember Caleb or know Caleb? Okay. You want to work from most important to least. So whatever you decide, is my work more important right now? Does that give me more leverage? Or does my education give me more leverage? You want to work on your resume from most important to least important. Notice this again shows well-roundedness. No matter what age group you are in, nowadays you need to spell out what your computer skills are somewhere, either in an education entry somewhere. That's important. A lot of times people will put over on the dates here, they'll put the month and the year. Years only is fine. The month, whatever you do, be consistent, but don't put the day. That's just a little bit too detailed. Put the years only or the month and the years and be consistent with what you do. By the way, notice that this is a template. There are many templates in Word 07. They upgraded this from 03. There are all kinds of help with business letters. You would click on new, and there's a drop down of all of these options. You can click on resume. You can click on letters. You can get a lot of good examples. This, by the way, is a template. Okay, and then the next we're going to go. Well, you don't have this. Let me just show you this briefly. This high school resume, you don't have this one, but as you look at this one, it is okay. But when you get to college, you're going to step it up a little bit here. So he has the activities, he has the experience going on here. You're going to step it up so it doesn't look like a high school level resume. References, this is an example that I've used. You would put your resume header at the top. You would include 3 to 5. Generally speaking, you would have 3 to 5 that you would include. And you would want to put their titles underneath their name, or you would put a comma and their title. You want to put the location, their work, their institution, their company, and the location. Notice I've done that with each one. What I would need to do, by the way, is get Joyce's title, by the way. I don't have a title on her for this example, but I would have a title, and that would be the format. These can also be centered, by the way. These are left justified. I could also center those. 3 to 5. These are professional resumes. These are not people that have known you since age 5 at your church. These are people that can attest to your work. Instructors work in a college environment. They can attest to your academic skills. Otherwise, it would be work-related. So it would be education-related, work-related, but not personal-related when they ask you for references. A lot of times at an interview, they will say, thank you for coming today near the end. Did you bring your references? This is where you would have your portfolio. And inside your portfolio, you would have some extra copies of your resume. And you have some extra copies of your references. You bring extra copies of your resume because there may be more than one person on that committee. I have participated in committees here at Highland. Generally, we run 5, 6, or 7 on committees. And so the people coming in, eye contact is very important because they're hopefully going to talk to more than just one person. If I look at Terry the whole time, that means that maybe I thought she has the best position here. And I'm playing up to that, that could go against me, by the way, and I'm not talking equally to the people in the room. So eye contact is very important. Bring extra copies of your resume and references and have those on resume paper. I want to make the shift here to our guest, and Tim Mickles from FHN, Jody Golan, he is from Murder Foods. And each of you have a question, a set of questions I emailed. always very well prepared. And I think we'll just start out with a question from the group here. Any questions? What goes through your mind? What's this about generations and, you know, I mean, can I be myself? And if I, in my generation, if this is typical of my generation, do I have to temper that? How does the culture or the company fit the role here? If I work at Midwest Bank, can I show my tattoos at Midwest Bank? I've had the VP from Midwest Bank here before. And it's Larry Feiner. Does anyone know Larry? And I'll say, you know Larry? That's your dad. Oh my gosh, now I'm in trouble. I've had him come to my class, and one question came up from one of the class members. And it says, the question was, tattoo, showing the tattoos. And when Mr. Feiner, Corinne's father, is that right? Corinne's father, was at the class, what do you think his answer was? Does anyone at Midwest Bank have tattoos? Alex, what do you think? No. Andrew, what do you think? But what's the second part to that? At least showing. There's no one that has tattoos showing. Now, is the culture going to change in banking? Yes, it will probably change. Because 25 years from now, Derek may be a VP at a bank. What's your major, Derek? Computer science. He may be managing some company, a business department, an MIS department, information systems department. Do you have any tattoos? No. The culture, a lot of times, is dependent on who's in control, the generation in control. Very recently, right now, and recently now, the Generation X are getting into management positions. It's what they think is appropriate and what's appropriate to industry. But it also depends on the customers. You know, at Midwest Bank, you have people that are 18 coming in, and you have people that are 80-something coming in. And they have to adjust to all those different types of people. So it's industry-driven. So probably at Midwest Bank, I cannot show my tattoos. What if I'm working at a fast food place? What would determine that? Who works at a fast food place that has a tattoo? I knew they were going to get quiet on me here and say, no one wants to be on the, they don't want their, your face isn't going to be on the audio, by the way. It would just be your voice. It would probably be higher level that would determine that and if it was okay. They probably would have a standard, whether it's hair, they may have a standard. They may have a standard on tattoos. It just depends on the environment. Here in higher ed, we are very very flexible, depending on the department you're working in, how much customer contact. Teachers are very individualistic. They can do about anything in terms of their attire. What dictates the attire may be the department head is. You know, the department head or the manager wants a certain look in a certain department. Okay, let's go to our panel here. Let's go with number one, why are first impressions important in the job hunt, and so forth. Your take on that, enhancement to what I've said.
I would say it's important because it's how you're remembered. That first impression is very brief, but what happens right then can stick through the interview and after the interview is over.
Well, everybody has first impressions. You all do it, even among yourselves, when you see somebody new, when you meet somebody new, whatever. You have a first impression yourself. It's human nature. It happens in the business world also. And the way you want to maximize your first impression is to be prepared, to be friendly, and to extend yourself. So you just have to think about it a little bit. It's human nature. It's never going to go away. It's okay. It's the way it's always been. It's the way it always will be. But you need to be prepared. That's the second part of that question is, how do you maximize your first impression? While you are going to an interview, it's scheduled, you have a chance to be prepared.
And I just want to add to that, probably the biggest thing, I've interviewed about 1,500 people a year for the last 3 years, and the biggest thing that left an impression on me was the enthusiasm, the energy. It's what sets you apart from everybody else who has a resume that looks just like yours. You want to have bring a little bit of your personality to the table and a little bit of, you know, the real, you want to make me believe that you are there because you want to, not because you want a paycheck or a job, or, you know, you want to have that vigorous interview, or, you know, when you meet, just show that you are very interested in them so that they will be interested in you.
Body language is important, you know, how you sit, your eye contact, that all communicates your interest and motivation. And I'm big on that because I think it's because my undergrad is in education, my graduate degree is in education, and I notice how people sit, their eye contact, how they respond. And your interviewer is going to pick up on that too. What would be the don'ts? Any other don'ts there?
For first impressions, well, there's the obvious things like your speech pattern. You want to be careful about your speech pattern. Make sure it's, you know, you're in a business environment now, so it's not the way you talk to your friends after class. It's got to be a little more professional, more businesslike. You want to get rid of the kid talk. You know, you're in the business world now. You're trying to get into the business world, so think about that. And then the other things that I would, anything that's extreme in your appearance or dress, I would eliminate that. This isn't a fashion party or a, you're transitioning from student to business. I mean, I'm looking at all of you here today, you're younger and typical student age. So that's the way I'm framing that answer there.
I'm going to ask you guys, what is the attire for fast food? I interviewed tomorrow at a fast food place. What do I need to maybe consider wearing? And it would probably be very close to retail. What would you consider wearing? What's that? Say it again. I'm sorry. Yeah, what would you consider wearing? Jeans and a nice shirt. Okay. Any other thoughts on that? Okay. What would you suggest?
I would say nothing less than a pair of Dockers in a polo for gentlemen, slacks and a blouse for the females.
Yeah, I think that's pretty close. You know, that you're probably going to have a uniform nowadays, and guess why you have a uniform? Because they don't want you to come to work in a variety of outfits and looking slobby or whatever. So that's where that comes from. That's why companies use uniforms, even if they're small. As a matter of fact, if you work at even in the restaurants in Freeport, there's a de facto uniform, and it's a white shirt and black pants. They may be jeans, they may be slacks, but that's kind of the de facto uniform. Look around, you see what I mean. So Jody's right on the money there. You got to step it up just a little bit and be prepared for what it's going to be in that work environment.
I would, the last night of my class, by the way, we dress in interview attire. So they come with their interview attire. And whether it's the guys usually have a little bit more trouble with this. They come and then they come with something they're not comfortable in. They got this shirt on that's way too tight. They have a tie. They haven't worn a tie for, you know, 10 years. The tie is really short. It doesn't come down to their belt. It looks so awkward. So you want to be comfortable. Number one, you want to be comfortable. Can you wear jeans? This has come up in my class all the time. You probably could if you could dress it up a little bit with the shirt you have and the blouse that you have and maybe the shoes. Shoes are important. Sometimes people will have the right khakis on and then it looks like they're ready to go to the barn with the shoes or hike or whatever. The shoes don't match. However, the bottom line is you want to be yourself, you want to be comfortable. So be thinking what that middle of the road is on your attire.